Yeah, H for I.
Okay, we'll call to order our Health Recreation Events Committee meeting for today. First item is approval of minutes from the June 5th meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Number three is public comments. If we have anybody here today for public comment? Thank you. Name and address in 2.5 minutes.
Good morning, Perry Ward, 2004 Brick Hill Parkway. Last week, the Recreation Advisory Commission made a motion and a recommendation to send to HREC in regards to the open space at Faison Road to be considered for public use for residents. And just want to let you know I'm here. If you had any questions, I'm happy to answer them. So, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, we have one more.
Hello. Will Haney, 316 Mallard Court, Mount Pleasant. Couple of things as you consider item number four or its effect on Faison Road in general. Recently, the Supreme Court in the Sackett ruling basically decided that the EPA's jurisdiction about wetlands, that those wetlands are no longer isolated wetlands, that they cannot rule on or regulate isolated wetlands, that they have to be connected to a larger body of water. There's a op-ed by the Post and Courier in the weekend paper about that. So the best we know about that is that it's going to fall to states to increase regulations to protect isolated wetlands. Excuse me. So in 2020, the state passed the Disaster Relief and Resilience Act, and they also formed the South Carolina Office of Resilience, also referred to as SCORE. The definition of resilience in the statewide plan that was released on June 29th defines resilience as the ability of communities, economies, and ecosystems to anticipate, absorb, and recover and thrive when presented with environmental change and natural hazards. So the net effect of that would be we need to go over that report in the Flood Resilience Committee. We need to have our Game Commission look at that. We have some experts in water resources on that commission. And we need to expect that state laws will probably come from that in response to the Sackett decision from the Supreme Court. So the first thing is, and I'm not sure how my time's running, but do let me know. The first thing is that before we expand our footprint from what was 5 acres to then 8 to 11 acres, keeping in mind the Newkirk environmental letter that we all got about what would possibly be wetlands on that track. The other is our 2024 capital improvement plan that this council passed this spring at our May meeting. There are 22 priorities ahead of a senior center. So when council members say it's been in the CIP plan, yes, and it went from next to last this year by vote of all of us. Priorities ahead of that include a public safety training facility, All America Boulevard, Fire Station Number 7, improvements, Mount Pleasant Way, and the Stockdale intersection at Park West. So as you consider this, we have to think of, in that 5-year long-range plan, which of those items we're willing to displace for something that consistently for years has been at the bottom of our priorities. Thank you.
Anyone else for public comment?
Chalvin Connell, 388 Overseer Place. I believe what we need to look at when looking at this senior slash civic center is, I believe this is the first time that we have come into agreement for a public-private sector, a cohesion of building this, and we're looking for a revenue-neutral project here. I think what we're trying to do is, and Mr. Rambo mentioned in council, is to make this break even, if not a profit. So dealing with the private sector, we're challenging them and staff to come up with the ability to not put the burden on the taxpayer. And I believe that was the goal, and we're looking forward to that goal. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. If no one else wants to speak, we're on to item four, discussion regarding the Senior Center Community Center feature as part of the planned Faison Road property project. I put this on the agenda today because this committee hasn't really had a conversation regarding doing this type of project in that area. And it just came up at our council meeting. And I thought we would get input from committee members and help staff have a direction on how to move forward with this suggestion for the property. So I don't know if y'all had anything to add at all yet as far as the direction that we might need to go first, but Ms. Fenton?
Yeah, sure. I went to the senior center the other day for their function that they had, and it was a good turnout. We took a nice picture. Steve, everybody did real well over there. I'm very impressed. Everybody seemed very happy. But the number one thing that the seniors were asking me is for a senior center in the northern part of town. So it appears that, at least from the senior centers, which I'm one now as well, they would like to have a senior center out there so they don't have to come all the way down through the traffic and all the way come to the senior center. I think across the street from where this would be, the subdivision that's over there, a lot of seniors there as well, and that might even be our workforce right there. They can get in their golf cart and drive over and work if they have to. But I do think, according to what I was told by the seniors while I was there, is that we certainly need another senior center out that way, and that would be a perfect spot for it. And again, I'm always pushing for the kids. I think a YMCA out there would be very helpful as well. We have people out there, like I said, that could work for some staff that we could use out there and bring in other staff, qualified staff. But I also have staff who live out there that could work out there. I remember going to the YMCA when I was a little kid, when it was the College of Charleston has the building now, but learning how to swim, learning how to do a lot of stuff there. You know, it was great, and I think it'll help the kids out there a lot. It'll give them a place to go, a way to learn how to swim, and do a lot of different things. So I'm not saying that would take up the whole piece of property we have out there, but I certainly think we should include our seniors and our youth in whatever we do out there. So that's just my opinion.
Mr. Mayor.
I think it's really early on. I think we need to hear some staff suggestions on this. I think a lot of it is going to depend on the conversations with Landmark, how the development numbers are looking, whether the Senior Civic Center is its own building, whether it's the first floor / second floor of one of the buildings that Landmark is going to develop. I think a lot of that is to be determined, and I think and not just with the Senior Civic Center. I would say that about the entire development. I mean, we kind of paint the concept, but it'll be interesting to see what the numbers actually look like now that they can get more detailed budget estimates on all of the components of that. But yes, I mean, my goal would be for this project to essentially be revenue neutral. That this is what the public is getting out of that land being developed. But I think there's a lot to be determined. And I think the conversation with Landmark will likely determine that and how much space would be provided and then how we develop that space with feedback from a recreation department who has run a world-class senior center for a number of years now. What components work really well there, what components maybe we don't need, and what components that we would maybe like to have at this one. I don't envision it being like a carbon copy of the other one. I think that some flexibility as far as it having the core components, but then maybe it has some things that the other one doesn't, and vice versa, if different seniors are interested in different options. I think it's still a very high level just view of it until we get more discussion on the space itself.
I agree that in moving forward, that we would hope that this would be a revenue neutral project, because I had envisioned this being something that was, you know, economically positive for the town and not really a cost. So hopefully it would be revenue neutral. Now, I didn't know if staff needed any direction when it comes to possibly partnering with, you mentioned YMCA. I know we have hospitals in the area with operating a site like this. I mean, how would we go forward with that if we wanted to reach out to any interested parties that might want to partner with us in something like this?
Madam Chair, I'm planning on leading that, depending on how space tends to shake out after we get more information. We have discussed before that it would be nice to have that type of support in a facility like that. However, if the facility over time starts to look a little different based on needs, then we'd have to question whether that kind of support would be required. But at least initially, as we start to construct what this might look like, someone to operate it is going to be required, and we may have a natural fit nearby.
Since we've operated the senior center before, and now we're talking about expanding the use here, I assume maybe longer hours than what our other center has could help us accommodate maybe seniors in the morning and youth in the evening, that kind of thing. So we could just start kicking around ideas at some point about the uses for the building.
Yes, ma'am. And I think you're right. I think the number of hours, all of that would still need to be determined. Also, what the facility is, who operates it, whether it's operated by the town or whether it's a different organization. But certainly as a something that doubles as a community center, civic center, and a senior center, typically your senior center would use the morning hours more so. But certainly a lot to be determined.
Okay. Any other comments or suggestions for staff?
I think that would be great. I think the seniors would be great to be working with the kids out there as well. So, I mean, you have a lot of your workforce just across the street from you, from that little subdivision that's there now that has a lot of seniors that live there right now. So, like I said, they don't have to drive. They just get in a golf cart and go to work. But I think it's definitely worth looking into, because I know the seniors are wanting a place up there, and we certainly know we want our kids involved in recreation. When they're out recreating, they're not in the street doing things, and so I think it's great to be able to get them out there and get them trained, and so that when they do start getting older, and they understand the importance of being physically fit and working as a team with other people as well. So much comes out of those things when you have kids being trained and work together and different items, whether it be a YMCA or something like that. So I think it'd be great, and I think they both would get something out of it, the seniors and the kids. But certainly it's something that would be revenue neutral as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I guess item 5 is program and projects update that we'll move on to.
Mm-hmm. I lost the ability to advance for some reason. I lose. Thank you. Here. Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate it. Well, good morning. And yes, we have a lot of projects and programs going on. I'll go through some of our programs first. We are doing all of our fall registration right now. It's not entirely complete. It's basically complete. We're pulling off the wait list, so the numbers you see on there will probably be bumped up a little bit more as we continue on and finish pulling people off the wait list. Tennis membership and facility rentals are going very well. You can see our swim lessons and senior center membership continues to climb. Again, that senior center membership has climbed back up from about 900 post COVID when we really dropped down, and that we're back up to 1644 at this point. Another number that's not on the sheet that I provided for you is our summer camps. This is our last full week of summer camps. I can't believe it's flown by so quickly. But it's our last full week of summer camps. We have a few remaining camps next week. But just to give you an idea of the size, the number of people that are served, this summer right now, there may be somebody still registered at last minute for next week, but 7,169 registered participants in our summer camps this summer. So very, very, those are big numbers, and there's a lot of people being served. And I'm very impressed, and I'm very grateful for the work that the staff has done putting that together. And community fairs, I don't know if you had a chance to, a couple 2 weeks ago, the Sweetgrass Festival was held at Waterfront Park. Great festival, lots of fun. Had a lot of vendors out there, had entertainment going on, and handled the crowd very, very well. It was probably a little bit smaller than in the past, I think probably due to the lack of the parking availability at the park, the overflow parking, because the construction project going on. But we did provide parking at other locations with shuttles running, and they ran very, very smoothly and made for a great day. And believe it or not, it was reasonable as far as temperature. It was hot. It was a summertime hot day, but it wasn't outrageous like it could have been if it had been just a few days later. So the farmers market continues to draw large numbers. We have work every Tuesday, so get a chance to head on over there tomorrow. And in upcoming events, we are going to start our summer music and movies at Waterfront Park starting Fridays in August. So this coming Friday will be our first movie. Farmers Markets, the mayor's art reception is August 16th. That'll be here at Town Hall. And we have our jamboree for football jamboree on Saturday, August 26th. So there's some upcoming events that we have going on. As far as projects are concerned, we do continue to move forward with Waterfront Park. We've seen the construction going on over there. That's phase three. They've been doing the storm drains and grading, and they painted the section of the Grace Memorial Bridge that we're going to have on display over there. Kind of pretty it up a little bit. It's been sitting there for quite a long time, and we'll have that on display over there. They're installing conduit, and they're still on track for a July 24th, 2024 completion date at this point. Carolina Park is continuing over there. We did get pushed back a little bit over there from we were looking previously at the middle of August. Now the expected completion date is September 8th. We got hit with some delays and receiving some materials, but also we got hit pretty hard with some rain events over there that slowed down some of the construction. But they have completed grading and irrigation and installing the infield on the clays, the clay on the infield. They're going to start installing baseball and softball outfield sod next week, and sod on the soccer fields August 14th. And next week they'll also, we're expecting to start laying down the asphalt for the new pickleball and basketball courts over there. So moving along on that project. And the Park West Pool. I have to say I was a little bit disappointed. The Park West Pool project, we were trying to move forward with that, and it had been out for bid since the beginning of June, and bids closed on July 20th, and unfortunately we did not receive any bids for that one. We did not receive bids, and we're not able to make a selection on that. So the bid opening has been extended to August 22nd. We're reaching out to some more people, and there were some people that inquired kind of as we were getting close to the end and saying, hey, could we have more time? So we do expect some of those people to be submitting a bid for August. So that's it on the projects that we have going on. Do you have any questions for me about anything?
A couple things. In this report, like the facility rental revenue, 2023 year-to-date is above 2022 already. Is that by fiscal year or is that by calendar year?
That's by calendar year.
Oh, wow. We so we're already ahead of the entire 2022?
We are ahead of 2022. No, but that's year-to-date on 2022. Also, we use
comparing
year-to-date.
Okay.
You're right. Now, you know what? We did change that report. We used to provide the entire year and compare where we were year-to-date with the entire year previously on previous reports.
Yeah.
But we said it just kind of makes more sense to compare where we were at that point year-to-date. You're kind of comparing January through June, January through July, you know, from both years.
Gotcha. Okay. And then from the update on the Carolina Park Phase 3 and 4, what are we looking at as far as an opening date for that? You know, we're getting close.
We are getting close. The Carolina Park, I'm sorry if I didn't mention that. We were looking at September 8th as completion on that. We are a little concerned about the sod growth on there. We're going to have to play that by ear. I mean, the work will be completed. We may have some waiting time on some of the sod growth on some of the ball fields before we can let people get on them. But we would be able to open up the construction would be completed, and we'll just need to be waiting for, you know, make sure the sod is ready to take and ready to have some foot traffic on.
Okay. Cool.
Well, just, you know, I talked earlier about the senior center, and you're looking at the memberships now, but we're about almost 500 more than what we were this time last year, so we're certainly growing. And probably a lot of that's in the northern part of town, so it really seems like we need to have something out there for our seniors.
All right. Well, we're adjourned. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.